Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless us today, Lord Jesus. Bless the word today, Lord Jesus. Bless the words of encouragement that I'm going to be sharing today, Lord Jesus. Lord, I ask that your Holy Spirit fill me right now, Lord Jesus. Let me get out the way, Lord Jesus, and you come inside, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. All this I ask in your precious Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. I tell you, when I heard that song, I just said, wow. If it didn't, to me, it hit a nail on the head when I found out I was going to be talking about ministers of reconciliation now. And I was like, wow, what is that? What is that? I had to ask myself some questions. It said, what are, what is, and who are ministers of reconciliation? I came to the conclusion that ministers of reconciliation does not have to do with any title in front of your name or in front of a person's name, but it has to do with in that person's heart, that Holy Spirit within that person's heart. Some scriptures I want to give to you. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 18 and 19. That's on page 1419. Also, 2 Corinthians 5, verses 20 and 21. That's also on page 1419. Ephesians 4 and 32 on page 1440. Hebrews 12, 14. That's on 1494. And also, I'm going to be reading Matthew 5 and 9, but I'm going to use the Amplified Version. There's a couple more scriptures, you know, just for reference. Also is 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 7, as well as Colossians 1, verses 21 through 23. Amen. Amen. So I said, what does it mean to be reconciled? It means to return to favor. How do we do that? Well, first of all, we have to understand how we lost that favor in the first place. So that means we got to go way back. I'm talking about way back to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. When they sinned and ate from that forbidden tree, they lost favor with God. And they passed along that sinful nature to all of their descendants, in which all their descendants are us. As a Christian, the ultimate sacrifice was made for us when Jesus died on the cross. As ministers of reconciliation, we are called to be peacemakers and to be reconciled and reconcile the world to Christ. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says, all of this is a gift from the Creator God, who has pursued us and brought us into restored a healthy relationship with him through the anointed. And he has given us the same mission, the same ministry of reconciliation to bring others back to him. 19, it is central to our good news that God was the anointed, within the anointed, making things right between himself and the world. This means he does not hold their sins against them, but it also means he charges us to proclaim the message that heals and restores our broken relationship with God and each other. When I heard that song the elder played earlier, I realized we could all be ministers of reconciliation through his Holy Spirit. And just listen to the song. It says, who's going to tell them that Jesus loves them? Who's going to warn them of the things coming on them? Who's going to tell them that Jesus loves them and that there's a better way? It might be in the school. It might be out on the street. It might be in the church, in the grocery store. It could even be over the phone. But somebody's out here living in darkness. We don't know unless we talk to them. Somebody needs the love of Jesus right now. Somebody needs that encouragement. And we, through God's Holy Spirit, are his ministers of reconciliation, and we can actually share that word. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 20. So we are now representatives of the anointed one, the liberating king. God has given us charge to carry through our lives, urging all people on behalf of the anointed to become reconciled to the Creator God. He orchestrated this, the anointed one who had never experienced sin because sin for us and became sin for us so that in him we might embody the very righteousness of God. As representatives of Christ, one version I read said we were ambassadors of Christ. We have to begin our ministry of reconciliation by purifying our hearts, sharing the good news of Christ with others, following the footsteps of Christ, and grow in every characteristic of Christ himself. We should love others, show people their need for God, and share the power of the gospel. Ephesians 4:32 says, instead, be kind and compassionate. Graciously forgive one another, just as God has forgiven you through the anointed, our liberating King. Hebrews 12:14 says, pursue peace with everyone and holiness, since no one will see God without it. Earlier I said, we are called to be peacemakers and to be reconciled and to reconcile the world of Christ. So let's encourage one another in that work. As we embrace our role as peacemakers, let's remember, only through Christ can you be reconciled to God. In Matthew 5:9, an Amplified Version says, blessed, spiritually calm with joy, with life joy, is God's favor, are the makers and the maintainers of peace, where they will express his character and be called the sons of God. And before closing, I just came across this. Someone always shares with me something that, I mean, it hits on point and it's always encouraging to me. It says, when a flashlight grows dim or quits working, you don't throw it away. You change the batteries. When a person messes up and finds themselves in a dark place, you don't cast them aside. Of course not. You help them change their batteries. Some need double A, attention and affection. Some need triple A, attention, affection, and acceptance. Some need C, compassion. Some need D, direction. And if they still don't seem to shine, simply sit with them quietly and share your light. Also, you know, I just want to, because this is actually day 14 that I'm coming out with. And it says, I just want to just talk about what they say about the prayer and reflection. Ask God to reconcile your relationship and to reveal any hidden sin in your life and to make you pure, to approach him with no barriers. We have to do that. We have to make sure our heart is pure. Pray for your family. We got to pray for our natural family. We have to pray for our spiritual family. We have to pray for our society, you know, and we have to pray for our world. It was said earlier, there's so much going on in the world. There's so much chaos. But you start small. You start with something like start with your home. Then move into your neighborhood. Move out into the community. But we have to pray. God's love, pray for the family, society, and the world to experience God's love as you serve as ministers of reconciliation. Pray, Jesus, that he mend humanity's relationship through the blood. Send us forth as ambassadors, representatives, ambassadors who resist division and contend for unity. And as a family, you know, you want to read 1 Corinthians 13:4-7 and discuss it. And as Christians in ministry, act out those descriptions of God's love, his characteristics. If you know someone, if you know someone serving as a minister of reconciliation, it could be a teacher, it could be a pastor, it could be a first responder, it could be anybody, but they have to have the Holy Spirit in their heart. Make them a card or a small gift of appreciation to encourage them. And I read this earlier from this young lady named Kara Bridges. It said, our job is to spread the good news. The Holy Spirit's job is to move someone into that relationship with Christ. So I just continue to ask y'all to just continue to pray for this world, pray for each other, because we all can be ministers of reconciliation. Amen. Praise God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your word today, Lord Jesus, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that those who heard your word will be encouraged as ministers of reconciliation to be ambassadors in sharing God's word to all people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.